Joining us on the line right now is USC head coach Cynthia Cooper. Coach, if we'd begin with an opening statement, please.
Well, good morning to everyone. Is this still morning? Yeah, cool. Well, we had a tough loss against Northridge. Really lacked some effort defensively, but overall, I think we're doing pretty well. We had a really good win against Boston College, a good tournament out in Cancun. Learned a lot about ourselves with the game against Iowa and then UNCW. And lastly, Boston College, I thought we grew and got better in that tournament. We were unable to, you know, feed off of that momentum going into Northridge, but I think we understand what we need to do in order to be a better team, and it starts on the defensive side of the ball. So I think we're in a good place right now, and we have a big game coming up against St. Mary's, who's 7-1 right now. And so we're ready. We're you know, just chipping away at it one day at a time.
And now we'll open it up for questions from the media.
To ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Michelle Smith, ESPN.
Cynthia, is it you guys? It looks like your schedule. You win a couple games in a row. You lose a couple games in a row. Has it been hard to sort of build a real sense of momentum so far?
It has been difficult to build a sense of momentum. We played really well in our last two games, and then we had a huge break and couldn't get back on the court and play another game, which I thought was essential, very, very important for us. So it's been very hard to keep that momentum, and we've been a little inconsistent, you know, still working on a new culture, new staff, and so they're still getting to know me, I'm still getting to know them, and so it's going to be a work in progress. But I saw some great things against Boston College, and I think that game opened our eyes to our potential, and so that's what we're trying to feed off of, and that's what we're trying to teach the girls. Even in the Northridge game, even though we didn't play well, we had a bright spot in that game with Alexis Violetama coming out with 18 rebounds, 21 points, and she's really starting to showcase her talent and her athleticism. And we had Cassie step up to the plate, and although she hadn't been playing well in a few games in the past, she's really starting to kind of find her way and do what she does best. And so we have Araya Crook, who's really starting to emerge as one of our leaders and be a lot more consistent on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. So we have a lot of bright spots. Jordan Adams is healthy and trying to get her confidence back. A lot of bright spots, but we're still a work in progress.
Cynthia, is there more work to be done on the offensive end or the defensive end?
Well, for me, everything that we do good on offense is because of our defense. So definitely on the defensive end, side of the ball, we've got to keep players in front of us. We have some work to do defensively. But offensively, we need a shot of confidence and understand that everyone needs to take their individual responsibility so that we can be better as a team. And so we're working on those things. We're working on those things every day in practice. And, you know, you have a hard worker like Cassie who really leads by example. And like I said, Alexis is starting to come into her own. And Araya is really starting to be more vocal and lead. And then Jordan. Jordan has really been in the gym before practice. She stays after practice because she really wants this to be her year where she gets her mojo back and gets her game back. So we're looking forward to it.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Chris LeBlanc, Pac-12 announcer.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hey.
Hey, I'm just wondering, just with the team since you've come in, some of the players that are there, and I see Cassie and Araya playing well, how are they fitting into your system, and how do you feel what you're trying to bring with the group that you have right now? I know sometimes that's an adjustment when it's maybe not exactly all of your recruits, and how's that adjustment been, the transition?
Well, it's been it's been a little inconsistent. It's been a little up and down. I think they're trying to adjust to my intensity, my passion, my attention to detail. And so, and I'm trying to adjust to their strengths and really hide their weaknesses and really be a strong team and become a team. And so that's why we're a little inconsistent this year. But for the most part, we have the type of leadership that we can overcome some of those obstacles. And we're starting to learn. I think they're starting to buy in, and we're starting to come into games with the correct level of intensity and hunger and passion to not only win the game but to showcase talent. And so, you know, it's been an adjustment for on both sides of the table, but I think we're all bought in, and we all want the same thing. We want USC women's basketball to be in the upper echelon of the Pac-12 and the Pac-12 to be one of the premier conferences in the NCAA. That's our goal. And so I think we're well on our way.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Coach, it looks like that's all the questions we have for you right now. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it was my pleasure. You guys take care.